seen this? Paul thrust a copy of Nightmare in a Damaged Brain into my hand. The cover showed a decidedly distraught man crying tears of blood whilst holding what I could only assume to be the eponymous damaged brain. No, I said. Oh man, behind the times or what? We were stood in Ray's Video Emporium, a cramped, narrow little shop stacked wall to wall with thrillingly lurid video boxes. This was our mecca in the autumn of 1983, a place of unfathomable visions of extreme violence and unrelenting mayhem. What kid could ask for more? Paul picked up another video box. What about this one? It was Cannibal Ferox. Nope, I said. Jesus, Scott, you seen anything? I guess not, I said, a little testily. I'd known Paul since school, and he was, by his own estimation, the ultimate gorehound. His was a steady diet of dismay.